Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
Cities have always had an attraction for peoples of all lands. We thrill at the mention of such cities as London, New York, Paris, Rome. Yet each has its own array of miseries, pollution, crime, and congestion, to name only a few. Down through the ages, men have dreamed about the perfect city. There is such a city described in the last two chapters of the Bible, which bears the name of its designer and builder. It is called the City of the Living God. God's glorious city is of pure gold, built upon 12 foundations, each being a massive precious stone. The walls are of jasper, 216 feet high. There are 12 gates, all of pearl, at each gate an angel. Taking a look inside this wonderful city, we see a beautiful street of purest gold. The city lies four square. The length, breadth, and height of it are equal, 12,000 furlongs, or 1,500 miles. Its symmetry is perfect, and its lighting cannot be equaled. There will be no energy crisis in this city, because the source of energy is God Himself. No artificial lighting will be required, for the Lamb is the light thereof. Because the light in the city of the living God is the glory of God and the Lamb, there will be no night or darkness.
Shall never pass away, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears, there's no death, no pain nor fears, and they count not time by years, for there is sunshine bright in that city four square. For the Lamb is all the light, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears, there's no death, no pain nor fears, and they come time by years, for there is no night there.
The society of the city of the living God is second to none. The redeemed of the Lord are there, cleansed by the precious shed blood of Jesus, now at home with the Lord and in their glorified bodies. No sorrow, no pain, no tears. For it is God Himself who shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. They are seen in the book of Revelation in four postures: seated, clothed, crowned, and singing. All the lovely Old Testament saints will be there. Abraham looked for that city. David sang of it. Moses esteemed it. Job longed for it. Noah prepared for it. These all died in faith, having seen the promises afar off and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Multitudes of bright angels grace that glorious city. They worship God, serve the throne, and are ministering companions of the redeemed. What more can be said of this choice society? The inspired writer of the book of Hebrews sums up the eternal bliss with these words: "And to Jesus, The golden streets would be dull without him. The ransom song would seem empty and hollow. His own sweet presence is a perfume of the city four square, for the fullness of heaven is Jesus himself.
Over yonder awaits a glad tomorrow. It will dawn when our Savior comes to reign. Then redeemed ones from every tribe and nation will be free from all sorrow, grief, and pain. And the city hath no need of the light when day is done, for the glory of the Lamb shineth brighter than the sun. In his presence we shall be, he will wipe all tears away, and we'll dwell with our blessed Lord and Savior in the glory of an eternal day. Thou art worthy, O Lord, of all the glory, sang the elders to Christ who had been slain. For thy blood hath redeemed men of all nations, kings hath made us, and with thee we shall reign. And the city hath no need of the light when day is done, for the glory of the Lamb shineth brighter than the sun. In his presence we shall be, he will wipe all tears away, and we'll dwell with our blessed Lord and Savior in the glory of an eternal day.
There are no hospitals in the city of the living God. Doctors and nurses are not required. There is no pain or disease or infirmity of any kind. There are no cemeteries, for death is unknown. Eventide homes are not required, for there are no elderly people. Its inhabitants enjoy perennial youth, for they breathe the pure air of the new creation, untainted by the defilement of any kind. The beauty of this city is unexcelled. There shall be no more curse. Picture to yourself the fairest, brightest day that ever dawned. So peaceful, so calm. No sorrows to mar, no fear to cloud, no frosts or cold winds to blight, no darkness to descend. Perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect beauty.
Often on this earth we suffer sickness, grief, and woe. Trials may oppress us and the storm clouds hover low. But this thought remaineth, he that overcometh, soon to that bright glory land we'll go. Over in glory we'll not shed a tear, no disappointment, no heartache, no fear. Singing and shouting glad praises, oh how grand. Living forever in the glory. His waiting bride away. No more sickness, no more sin in that eternal day. Worshiping forever Christ our only Savior, singing round the throne through endless day. Over in glory we'll not share a tear, no disappointment, no heartache, no fear. Singing and shouting glad praises, oh how grand. Living forever in the glory land.
Are you going to that city, the city of the living God? Reservations must be made in advance. There are no tickets available at the gate. All those who enter have already received the promise of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. This reservation in heaven is offered by grace, and it is received through faith. The price has already been paid. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you have already made your reservation for a place in God's city, remember, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
Sooner or later the skies will be bright, tears will be all wiped away. Sooner or later then cometh the light, night will be turned into day. Sooner or later cares will have flown, sunshine and gladness we'll see. Sooner or later God calleth his own, with him forever to be. Sooner or later our Lord knows the hour, he'll send his beloved Son. Sooner or later in his might and power, our battles all will be won. Sooner or later cares will have flown, sunshine and gladness we'll see. Sooner or later God calleth his own, with him forever to be. Sooner or later, yes, sooner for some, darkness will all then be past. Sooner or later, our Savior will come, with him will your lot be cast. Sooner or later, cares will have flown, sunshine and gladness we'll see. Sooner or later, God calleth his own, with him forever to be. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know